with Sport. Here's Barry Guy.
The Black Caps will seek advice today from West Indies Cricket on how to recognise the Black Lives Matter movement during the series, which starts in Auckland tomorrow. When the West Indies toured England earlier this year, they wore Black Lives Matter logos on their shirts, and the two teams kneeled before play to show support for the anti-racism movement. Black Caps coach Gary Stead says they need to gauge what the Windies want to do here, but New Zealand Cricket is also working with the New Zealand Human Rights Commission.
What happens in terms of taking a knee or anything like that will be discussed with West Indies, but the first thing is we're meeting with them to make sure we understand how they feel about it and understand their point of view.
Gary Stead. Meanwhile, South Africa's cricketers have explained why they've decided not to take a knee during their upcoming limited over series against England. In a statement, they said as a team they've unanimously chosen to not take the knee, but to continue to work together in their personal team and public spaces to dismantle racism. England have also confirmed they will not take a knee, having not done so since August. Kane Williamson and Susie Bates have both been shortlisted for the ICC Male and Female Cricketer of the Decade Awards. And Sophie Devine's Perth Scorchers were beaten by 7 wickets by the Melbourne Stars in the semi-final of the Women's Big Bash Cricket League in Australia. Former All Blacks captain Tana Umanga is backing the current crop to bounce back against Argentina this weekend and avoid an unwanted record. Following defeats to the Wallabies in Argentina, the All Blacks must beat the Pumas in Newcastle to stay in the hunt for the Tri Nations title and avoid falling to 3 straight losses for the first time in 22 years. Umanga says the All Blacks won't be caught off guard by the Pumas this time, and he believes they will have made the necessary adjustments to come out on top.
I always expect the All Blacks to win, so yeah, I'm sure that there's been a lot of soul searching. It's been a long 2 weeks for them, I can imagine. I'm sure they've, after 2 games, you know, watching the Pumas and how they play, you know, I'm sure they've developed some plans around how they can, you know, get the success they're looking for.
Tana Umanga, Koina Ngā Pūrongo, Hakenekina.